Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Welcome back to Air Talk. Kyle Stokes in for Larry Mantle today. When I got to Los Angeles 5 years ago or so, I started making this impossibly long list of all of the places that I wanted to go. Restaurants that I wanted to eat at, coffee shops where I wanted to settle in, museums that I wanted to visit. You get the idea. It's all in this gigantic list in my Google Maps account. And unfortunately, when I click through the pins on my map these days, it seems like a lot more of them come back permanently closed. Of course, COVID-19 is a huge factor in this trend. Maybe your neighborhood lost a favorite bookstore or an iconic theater. So with pandemic restrictions more or less lifting tomorrow, we want to pour one out for all of these gathering places that didn't make it through the lockdown. Give us a call and tell us about your favorite place that did not survive the pandemic. 866-893-KPCC is the number to call. That's 866-893-5722 or the AirTalk page at kpcc.org. You can tweet your answer at me, KY Stokes. You can tweet the show at AirTalk. Again, the phone number 866-893-KPCC. I want to hear about all of the places that you gathered that shut down permanently during the pandemic, the things that you're going to miss about that place, and the things that your neighborhood is going to miss about that place. Again, restaurants, theaters, museums. Maybe you lost your favorite yoga studio. Maybe your neighborhood lost a staple bar. Maybe the place that you went dancing, you know, if your favorite club closed its doors. What are you going to miss the most about it? 866-893-KPCC. Again, 866-893-5722 or the AirTalk page at kpcc.org. And with us to discuss these closures, particularly in the food space, is food editor for LAist.com, Elena Shatkin. Hi, Elena.
Hi, Kyle.
What is the top of your list of places that you are going to miss that have become casualties of the pandemic?
Well, let me grab my box of tissues here.
I know.
So, I mean, for me, obviously, it's restaurants. And I have a whole long list of just so many great places that have closed. You know, at the top of my list, Beverly Soon Tofu, which has been around for something like, you know, 40 years. A bunch of places in Koreatown, Dongil-jang, Nakwon, OB Bear. Oh, and here's Looking at You. Fantastic place. I'm also really going to miss Waz Golden Hen, which was just a great little place over in Virgil Village. It sold just, I really love their like crispy shrimp. Pacific Dining Car, that made me sad. I love me an old school vintage coffee shop. So 101 Coffee Shop. Downtown LA lost a bunch of great places, including Baco Mercat and Broken Spanish, which were both favorites of mine. Lhasa in Chinatown, Ebisu in Little Tokyo. I'm going to miss the original Din Tai Fung in Arcadia. I'm going to miss the outdoor patio and deck at Cliff's Edge in Silver Lake.
Yes.
And of course, you know, Hurry Curry, that whole chain closed. I remember writing about it right at the start of the pandemic. Stan's Donuts in Westwood is a classic place. And, you know, okay, I got to pour one out here for Soup Plantation.
Oh,
who's that chain? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Say more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that chain closed. And, you know, I got to admit, I love going there. The soft serve ice cream bar, the cornbread, the loading up, like, you know, my iceberg lettuce with a ton of, you know, blue cheese dressing and things like that. And and here's another place that I'm going
to
miss.
Oh, it's... hold on. I need to put on pause there because I thought you were going to climax at Soup Plantation, which parlays great into our first caller, who is Steve in Duarte. Steve,
I will stop.
You're another Soup Plantation going to miss her.
Absolutely. It's a great place that I'm going to miss. It deserves a second mention. It's just one of those places where everyone can go in and be happy. The salads, the cornbread that she mentioned, the soft serve. And my current role is in field sales now. And so I'm constantly driving through the Southland and I see these empty soup plantation locations. And it just, it makes me sad because they closed earlier in the pandemic. And I wish I could have gone in for just one final salad. And unfortunately that isn't to be. So I hope that there's somebody, there's a venture capitalist or somebody who can pick up the name and open them back up. I know there's plenty of demand. So there will be support if you build them.
Steve in Duarte, thank you so much for your soup plantation memory. There was another person on Twitter who mentioned soup plantation. Maybe that was you, Steve. Appreciate you calling in to commemorate it. Elena Shatkin of LAist.com, I cut you off at soup plantation, but you had another one that you wanted to throw out there before we go back to the phones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, over in West LA, there's a place I used to like to go to, just a very local little neighborhood bar called San Francisco Saloon. If you're a 49ers fan, I grew up in Northern California, you know, this was a good place to watch the Niners play. But also they just made a damn fine burger. And it was just like a very casual place to have a burger and a beer. And every time I've driven past, it seems totally closed. So I don't know if it's completely closed. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it's not. But, you know, I'm shedding a little tear for San Francisco Saloon if it has, in fact, closed.
We're commemorating all of our favorite places that closed during the pandemic. And we're listing a lot of restaurants now, but we don't just want to keep the list to restaurants. You can name bars, a museum, a dance club. There are different places that are community gathering places that have not made it through the pandemic. 866-893-KPCC. That's 866-893-5722 or the AirTalk page at kpcc.org. Let's go back to the phones and Martin in Palm Springs. Martin, you are on AirTalk.
Good afternoon or good morning. Yes, my name is Martin. I have a dog named Dexter. And the reason why we call him that is because he's a serial killer. I mean, he is just outrageous. He, you know, if you touch him or whatever, even if we're in bed asleep and I accidentally touch him, he'll growl and you'll wonder why. But we have I had a place in Palm Springs here that took very well good care of him and got him trimmed and everything. And since the pandemic started, they had to close down. And now I've got Dexter, and he looks more like a
mop.
Mr. A or something. I mean, he's just horrible. And we tried to clip him and everything, and I don't know how she ever did it, but hopefully we can find somebody that can be able to handle him.
I hope so, Martin. It's always difficult when you're trying to find the place that is going to take good care of something that means so much to you, like your dog. Thank you so much for calling in, Martin. And there are so many, you know, small businesses that have closed in California. There was a recent Yelp economic report that listed Los Angeles. Martin was just talking about Palm Springs, but Los Angeles is the U.S. city with the most business closures since the pandemic started. The report saying that there have been 15,000 businesses that have closed across Los Angeles County, and a lot of them are places like Martin mentions, not just restaurants. Dog stores, dog grooming locations. Let's see. Gilbert in Pasadena left a comment saying there's a pub called Froggy's Bar and Grill in Gardena that closed down, and they had lovely free pool tables. We'll really miss it. Todd in Long Beach. Long Beach Cafe is my favorite place to go get breakfast. It's been there since I can recall, and now it is all boarded up and permanently closed. Muji from our name. Actually, that comes from our producer, Natalie, who says Muji closed its California locations. It's like a Japanese Home Depot during the pandemic. And our producer seriously bummed. It was the most calming place to be, like a spa for the mind. Let's go back to the phones now. And Harry in Silver Lake. Harry, go ahead.
Hi. I usually don't call in, but I wanted to make note that we lost Oil Can Harry's in the Valley on Ventura, which is like an institutional gay bar that did line dancing and disco nights. And it's really sad. I think it had been there for over 50 years. And I just wanted to make note of like how important it is to have these like queer spaces in L.A. and that it's such a tragic loss to lose. Such an important one. that has been around for such a long time.
Right. Harry, thanks so much for calling in to remember it. I've seen other places that have said that, you know, independent venues for music and dancing are going to be in real trouble throughout the pandemic. There was another place. It's not, it has a history, I believe, as a gay bar, the Satellite in Silver Lake. I believe that it has a history in that space as well. It obviously doesn't position itself that way now, but they closed their doors during the pandemic and are also trying to reopen in another form post-pandemic. We're going to take a very quick break, but we are going to continue taking calls after this break. We're remembering all of the places in Southern California that did not make it through the pandemic. Restaurants, bars, museums, other gathering places. We will take more of your calls after a one-minute break here on Air Talk. Gabby on Twitter says, I'm going to miss the Annenberg Space for Photography, such a wonderful free gem of a museum in Los Angeles. Sergio says, I found about the Golden Owl, the Burmese restaurant in La Puente through KPCC. Unfortunately, it closed before the pandemic, but I still miss it. And thanks KPCC for introducing me. And then another Twitter user, Cake Pliskin on Twitter says, I'm really crushed that neither location of 4 and 20 survived the shutdown. I was a regular for 20-plus years, and my special occasions won't be the same without one of their pies on the table. We are memorializing, as you can guess, favorite spaces that have closed down during the pandemic. Restaurants, bars, theaters, museums. And Elena Shatkin is with us, LAS.com food editor. We were just talking about Oil Can Harry's, Elena, and there are a lot of LGBTQ spaces that have closed down during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even before the pandemic, a lot of, you know, queer spaces for the past decade or so have been closing down. But during the pandemic, a bunch of places closed. There's West Hollywood staple Rage, Gold Coast also in West Hollywood, Flaming Saddles and Gym Bar. And then last July, Cuties in East Hollywood, it's a queer focused coffee shop, shut down. And I think it has since become or transition to an online community space. So a lot of, you know, the queer community is losing a lot of great venues.
Cameron from Hollywood is joining us, and you were a bartender at the Virgil.
That's right. Yeah. It's an amazing place. I'm not sure if it's going to reopen, but it had a free jukebox with incredible music on it. We did comedy shows. We had DJs, live music. All of the bartenders and staff that worked there would come in regularly when they weren't on shift. It was just a great vibe right there in Silver Lake. Super diverse. I'm really going to miss it.
And it's not clear whether it's going to reopen, or is it looking not good at this moment?
It's looking not good at this moment, but it was a huge community staple. Like, I'm not a pretentious bar, but also not a dive bar, like this really awesome sweet spot that really focused on music and diversity through music.
Thank you so much for calling in, Cameron. Kathy in Palms. Absolutely. Kathy from Palm Springs writes, we've lost two places, a pet groom, another one for Bath and Brush here, and also a wonderful travel store called It's in the Bag, which closed after 30 years due to the pandemic. Let's go to Megan in Echo Park. Megan, go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling to say that I'm going to miss the All-Star Lanes that was in Eagle Rock, which was a bowling alley.
Mm.
Also had a beautiful karaoke night on Fridays and Saturdays with regulars that had been going, I'm sure, for like 30-plus years. The owner passed away during the quarantine.
Mm.
I don't think it's going to open back up, and it was a great spot for all the crew that worked in TV and commercial industry to go on Friday nights. And I spent my 20s there. Very sad.
Megan, thanks so much for remembering it. I've seen All-Star Lanes on a couple of lists here. From Twitter, quickly, Ian Adams, who works in the building with us, Afloat Sushi in Old Pasadena, favorite among the KPCC tech staff here. Guess floating sushi wasn't COVID ready. It does sound like a little bit of a virus conveyor belt there. Let's go to Kristen in Palms. Kristen, what are you calling in to remember for us?
Hi, I am calling to... I miss Beverly Sun Tofu. It was off of Olympic and Vermont. right at the beginning of K-Town, and it was a small spot in a tiny plaza. It was super friendly. The food there was delicious, and it totally did not make it through the pandemic. And it just makes me really sad because it was one of my favorite spots to go to, especially during my lunch, like at work when I still went to the office. And I mean, I think it was a favorite spot for a lot of people in LA, but I don't know. I'm very sentimental about it because it was really, really good.
Thank you so much for calling in with that remembrance, Kristen. Beverly Soon. I've seen that on a couple of lists as well. Let's go to Jason in Atwater Village.
Hey, Kyle. There was a place, a restaurant in Atwater called Palette, which was just a really healthy, really tasty little place, really friendly staff. They had bowls with all kinds of local organic vegetables and a protein on it if you wanted to. It was just like a great, quick, healthy, tasty spot, the kind of place that really makes Atwater special. And we lost it. It's too bad.
Yeah, it's and so many places, as you can hear, sort of fit that. It's like it's just like a place that you think is always going to be there to put protein on your bowl, and it's not there. Quickly to Mimi in Westchester, running out of time in the hour, Mimi, but you wanted to remember a place called The Good Pizza.
I did. Thanks, Kyle. So Good Pizza, I think they might still have a location open, but the one that I'm mourning today is the one that was in biking and walking distance to so many kids in the neighborhood. And it was sort of that place where you, as a parent, were like, okay, I'm going to let my 8-year-old get on their bike and go to Good Pizza and assume that they'll get home when the streetlights come on. Kind of a quaint idea for LA, but they also donated so much pizza to the local schools, and the food is just good. There's that too.
Yeah, Mimi, thank you so much for calling in. And there are so many places where it's the location that's closest to you that closed down during the pandemic. Elena, in just a quick, 20 seconds here, I'm curious what you think it is, why this means so much to us to have these places be lost during this time.
Well, I've always thought that a lot of the reason people go to a restaurant isn't just the food. I mean, sure, we love the eats that they serve, but it's also about the experience and the experience about the ambience, the warmth, the connection with the people who run and work at the place. And that's just, it's like a very special place for memories and for connection. And there are so many things that we share through food. And I think that's why losing some of these restaurants feels like such a profound loss to so many of us.
Elena Shatkin is LAist food editor joining us to help us talk through all of the places that we lost during the pandemic. My thanks to everyone who shared memories of places we lost.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.